സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരമ്പരാം. ഓം. പേജ് 137, 14th chapter, 4th verse. വിഞ്ജകൊ വാ യഥാ ലോകഃ വ്യംഗ്യസ്യാകാരതാമിയാത് സർവാർത്ഥവ്യഞ്ജകത്വാധീഃ അർത്ഥാകാര പ്രദൃശ്യതേ. ഇൻ ദിസ് സ്വപ്ന സ്മൃതി പ്രകരണം, ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ഡൂയിങ് ദി അനാലിസിസ് ഓഫ് ആത്മ ആൻഡ് അനാത്മ. ഫസ്റ്റ് ലെവൽ ഓഫ് അനാലിസിസ് ഇസ് ദേഹ ആത്മ വിവേക. First anatma is deha, physical body. In the second verse he introduced that body is different from atma, or atma is different from the gross body. Anatma number 1. Having said that, he goes to the first shloka onwards, 1 and 3 onwards. He explains about അഹം ആത്മ ആം ഡിഫറെന്റ് ഫ്രം മനസ് മൈൻഡ് ആൾസോ. മൈൻഡ് ഈസ് ദ സെക്കൻഡ് അനാത്മ. ഫസ്റ്റ് വൺ ഈസ് ദേഹ, മീൻസ് സ്ഥൂല ദേഹ, സ്ഥൂല ശരീര വിലക്ഷണ ആത്മ, ഗ്രോസ് ബോഡി. ഐ ആം ഡിഫറെന്റ് ഫ്രം ഗ്രോസ് ബോഡി. സെക്കൻഡ് അനാത്മ സട്ടിൽ ബോഡി. I am different from even subtle body also. And this analysis helps us to remain separate from the gross and subtle bodies. Through swapna drishtanta and smriti, memory also, he is explaining how you are different from these avasthas, swapna avastha. We are having three avasthas: ജാഗ്രത അവസ്ഥ, സ്വപ്നാവസ്ഥ ആൻഡ് സുഷുപ്തി അവസ്ഥ. വേക്കിംഗ് സ്റ്റേറ്റ്, ഡ്രീം സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ആൻഡ് സ്ലീപ്പിംഗ് സ്റ്റേറ്റ്. ആത്മ ഈസ് ദ വിറ്റ്നസർ ഓഫ് ദോസ് ത്രീ അവസ്ഥാസ്. ആത്മ ദി സാക്ഷി ചൈതന്യം ഈസ് ഡിഫറെന്റ് ഫ്രം ദോസ് ത്രീ അവസ്ഥാസ്. ദിസ് സാക്ഷി ചൈതന്യം ഈസ് ഡിഫറെന്റ് ഫ്രം ദിസ് ബോഡി. From this jagradavastha, you are not able to understand because your mind is active in waking state. Our mind is active in waking state. Therefore, you are not able to understand. Now let us go to dream, swapna. Even though physical body is not available in swapna, sense organs are not available in swapna, bahya prapancha, external world is not there in swapna, and your own physical body, sense organs are also not available in swapna, then how you are seeing the dream world? The dream world is seen by the vasana രൂപ മനഃ ഈസ് ഇല്യൂമിൻഡ് ബൈ ദ സാക്ഷി. വാസന രൂപ മനഃ, ബാഹ്യ പ്രപഞ്ചം വിന വിത്തൗട്ട് എക്സ്റ്റർണൽ വേൾഡ്, ഐ ഹാവ് ഗ്രാസ്പ്ഡ് ദാറ്റ് എക്സ്റ്റർണൽ വേൾഡ്, ഐ ഹാവ് രജിസ്റ്റേർഡ്. വട്ട് ഈസ് ദ നെയിം? വി സി ആർ, വീഡിയോ കാസറ്റ് റെക്കോർഡിംഗ്. ഓൾ ജാഗ്രത അവസ്ഥ ഈസ് വി സി ആർ. പീപ്പിൾ ആസ്ക്, is there VCR in your house? Video recorder, video cassette recorder, video cassette player is there? They ask. You can say yes. we have that, because whole jagrat பிரபஞ்ச இஸ் விசிஆர். சொப்ன அண்ட் ஸ்மிருதி போத் ஆர் விசிபி, வி ஆர் பிளேயிங் தம். சொப்னா வி ஆர் சீயிங் தட் வி ஆர் பிளேயிங் ரீப்ளேயிங் அவர் ஓன் வாசனாஸ் இன் சொப்ன. ஆச்சாரியா வாண்ட் டு கிவ் மோர் கிளாரிட்டி. இங்க சொப்னா ஆல்சோ யூ ஆர் நாட் கிளியர் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஸ்மிருதி. டே ட்ரீமிங், டே ட்ரீமிங் மீன்ஸ் ஜஸ்ட் லைக் சிட்டிங் அண்ட் திங்கிங் வாட் ஆர் ஆல் ஹேப்பன்ட், that incident, this incident, you are go on recollecting. Recollection is possible after collection. Collection is VCR. Collection, no, don't think money collection. Collecting the experiences. The collection, when there is a collection of so many thoughts, experiences, so many are there. In Jagrat Avastha, in Smriti, in memory, they are all there, you recollect them. In Smriti also, that person is not there, that incident is over, that person also gone somewhere, and they are not in front of us, but you just see that person as though he is in front of you. Not only person, even dialogues, expressions, smile, the eyes, everything clearly you go on memorizing. Now sloka memorizing varaya Bhagavad Gita Upanishad sloka adella we can't memorize, but our past experiences, they all come and stand in front of us. That is cinema. VCP, smriti is also one type of VCP without any external person, incidents, objects. Smriti is also a type of VCP. Swapna is also a type of VCP. In both of them, external world is not available. Swapna is happening in Swapna Avastha. Smriti is happening in which Avastha? Jagrat Avastha. Don't say Smriti is happening in Nidra Avastha. Nidra Avastha, nothing will happen. Okay? So, Smriti happening in Jagrat Avastha, Swapna is happening in Swapna Avastha. This is the difference between Swapna and Smriti. What is the common feature of Swapna and Smriti? In both Smriti and Swapna, objects are not available. That is the difference. There you close your eyes, here you open your eyes and see the VCP, open-eyed VCP here, closed-eyes VCP there in Swapna. Closed eyes, you see the Swapna. Smriti, either open eyes or closed eyes. You don't close your eyes because people may doubt you. And the blank look, he is in his own world, blank look. I have not registered anything what you said. Come on, tell me once again, na. இதெல்லாம் ப்ராப்ளம் என்னன்னா ஸ்மிருதி மெமரி. ஓகே, திஸ் இஸ் த வாட் சப்ஜெக்ட் மேட்டர் இஸ் கோயிங் ஆன். நவ் த நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்டேஜ் இஸ் தட் க்வெஸ்சன், ஃபோர்த் ஸ்லோகா இஸ் டு கிளாரிஃபை. எ பர்சன் மே ஆஸ்க், சீ திஸ் மைண்ட் தட் மோல்டன் மவுல்ட், இந்த மோல்டன் காப்பர் தாமிர சன்னிபம் யூ போர் இன் தட் மோல்ட் and the same shape of that mold it comes, that tattad akaram, the mold akara, the liquid takes place, the same shape it comes, tattad akara. This is a tangible example you are giving. For what? That mind, it is subtle. I do not know the mind, the shape, akara and all. And Atma also, I do not know, it doesn't have shape at all. It doesn't have any form also. How can you give this example, mold, molten copper example? It is an example suit. Somebody asked that question in the text. Okay, somebody asked, Acharya, in thinking that, possible, doubt. So Acharya gives another example. Okay, mold, molten, that metal, keep it aside. If you are, if you want more clarity, see this aloka, the light. The light pervades the object. the clip you are seeing because of light. So alokaha vyanjakaha vyangyaha, illuminator vyanjakaha vyangyaha, the illumined object. How you are seeing that? The light takes that form, clip akaram. Then you see the clip and you get the clip knowledge. Look into the fourth shloka which we were seeing in the last class. Vyanjakaha, the illuminator, yatha vyanjakaha, when the illuminator, what is that illuminator here in example, first line, alokaha, means light. Alokaha, vyangyasya akaratam iyat. Vyangyasya, of that object, which object the light is pervading, that object akara form iyat, it assumes. Clip akara light, mic akara light, as though light illumining, it is not getting akara, but the light. In Kathopanishad also, the similar type of mantra comes. Rupam rupam pratirupo bhabhuva griha pravishtaha. The agni enters the house in burning. It takes the door shape, it takes the window shape. Whatever object it is burning, that fire takes that object shape. If it is burning sari, it takes a sari shape. It is burning ayo golakam, iron ball, the fire looks like iron ball. If it is burning a rod, iron rod, fire appears as rod shape. Is fire having rod shape or ball shape? That is called alokaha. The fire is light there. Alokaha pervades the object, it gets the shape of that. Rupa akaraha vyangyasya, vyangyasyanya, that object which it is illumining, that akara iyad, akaratam iyad, the illumined object, it assumes the form of that illumined object. Now you are seeing a person, the person is having this akara. How do you know? Because the light pervades the person, it takes the akara of that person. So what you are seeing, two things you are seeing actually. When you are looking at a person, two things you are seeing. Light as well as person. When you are seeing this clip, I ask you what you are seeing. And you say, I am seeing the clip. But none of you say, I am seeing light also. You are taking it as granted. No. I am seeing two things here. The clip in my hand, you are seeing. I am seeing clip also as well as light also. Correct? That is the way you have to look into Dashtanta. Next line. Similarly, same manner. Sarvartha vyanjakatvat dhihi arthakara pradrishyate. Our intellect also, dhihi, serves like a light here. Our intellect, dhihi, intellect, serves like a light, as though light. Tube light illumines only these objects, which are all available in the hall. They cannot illumine the outside object. But our dhihi, buddhi, our intellect illumines the objects outside which are there also. In sleep also, our dhihi illumines the objects. No? That dhihi means, in smriti, in jagrat, dhihi is illumining. In swapna, sakshi is illumining. In swapna. So dhihi here, sarvarthasya vyanjakatvat. All objects, sarvartha means all objects, are illumined by dhihi. Then what happens? That buddhi pervades the object, then it gets that pradrishyate, tad akara pradrishyate, arthakara pradrishyate. If I look at the clip in jagrata avastha, my intellect, my antakaranam pervading this clip, வாட் த விருத்தி, கிளிப் ஆகார விருத்தி, கட ஆகார விருத்தி. மை இன்டெலக்ட் ஹேஸ் காட் பாட் நாலேஜ். பாட் நாலேஜ் இஸ் எ பாட் தாட். பாட் தாட் ஹேஸ் கம் இன் த மைண்ட். பாட் ஆகார விருத்தி கிவ்ஸ் பாட் நாலேஜ். கிளிப் ஆகார விருத்தி கிளிவ்ஸ் கிளிப் நாலேஜ். ஹியர் ஆகார மீன்ஸ் டோன்ட் டேக் ஓன்லி ஃபார்ம்ஸ். இஃப் யூ ஹியர் த சவுண்ட் சப்தாகார விருத்தி. இஃப் யூ டேஸ்ட் எனி திங் தட் இஸ் ரச ஆகார விருத்தி. ஆகார மீன்ஸ் நாட் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி ஹியர் ஷேப். ஆகார மீன்ஸ் தட் சப்த ஸ்பர்ஷ ரூப ரச கந்த. சப்தாகார ரூபாகார ரசாகார ஸ்பர்ஷ ஆகார. இஃப் யூ டச் லைக் திஸ் இமீடியட்லி த விருத்தி ஹேஸ் கம். இட் இஸ் சோ சாஃப்ட் ஹார்ட். இஃப் அவுட்டர் ஸ்கின் இஸ் சாஃப்ட், லிட்டில் பிட் யூ டச் ஓ ஹார்ட், தட் ஸ்பர்ஷ விருத்தி, ஸ்பர்ஷாகார விருத்தி. தட் இஸ் கால்ட் அர்த்தாகார. ஹியர் அர்த்தாகார மீன்ஸ் ஸ்பர்ஷாகார ரூபாகார ரசாகார கந்தாகார விருத்தி. பிரதிருஷ்யதே, இட் அஸ்யூம்ஸ். த இல்லுமினேட்டர், ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் த இல்லுமினேட்டர் லைட் அஸ்யூம்ஸ் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஷேப், சிமிலர்லி அவர் இன்டலெக்ட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ சர்வ்ஸ் ஆஸ் எ லைட். லைட் மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஹியர்? தட் விச் இல்லுமின்ஸ் த ஆப்ஜெக்ட். இட் மேக்ஸ் த ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் பிரசன்ட். லைட் இஸ் தட் இன் ஹூஸ் பிரசன்ஸ் திங்ஸ் ஆர் நோன். இந்த டெஃபினிஷன் பை ஹார்ட் ஒன்லி. லைட் இஸ் தட் இன் ஹூஸ் பிரசன்ஸ் திங்ஸ் ஆர் நோன். யுவர் ஐஸ் ஆர் ஆல்சோ கால்டு லைட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஐஸ் யூ ஆர் சீயிங் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட். தே சர்வ் லைக் லைட். யுவர் இன்டலெக்ட் ஆல்சோ சர்வ்ஸ் லைக் எ லைட். பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் விச் இன்டலெக்ட் த விருத்தி கோஸ் ஆன் டு தட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். சப்போஸ் இஃப் ஐ ஷோ ஹேண்ட், ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ லுக் அட் திஸ் ஹேண்ட் இம்மீடியட்லி, அண்ட் யுவர் புத்தி கோஸ் அலாங் வித் தட். நானா சித்ர கடோதர ஸ்திதமஹ. Immediately you see that hand and you want to read the lines also. Sometimes if you know Jyotisham, the mind goes, what are the lines? One student knows Jyotisham. She asked me, Swamini, I didn't show my hand. Yesterday I am raising like that, she saw. Because when they have that mind, they see that only. Swamini, you get lot of money, you get now. How you get lot of money? You are a sannyasi, no? But how you get lot of money? Wealth is not only in cash form. Wealth can be knowledge form. I said, yes, I have lot of wealth. Jnana dhanam, vidya dhanam. By Guru's grace, God's grace, jnana dhanam. I am interpreting like that. Okay. So, dhanam is not only 500 rupee note. Vidya dhanam sarvadhanat pradhanam. That's why I am just joking. So, how we have got that intellect pervades? That is the meaning. Up to here we saw in the last class. Next shloka we will read. And very, very important shloka. A beautiful analysis. Dhire Vartha Swarupahi. பும்சா த்ருஷ்டா புராபிதம் ந சேத் ஸ்வப்னே கதம் பஷ்யேத் ஸ்மரதோ வா க்ருதிஃ குதஃ. வா ஆஃப்டர்வர்ட்ஸ் தேர் ஆர் டூ எஸ். எஸ் ஆகார சிம்பல் ஆக்ருதி வா. ஆக்ருதி ஆக்ருதி வா இல்ல வா ஆர் ஆக்ருதி. நவ லுக் இன் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன். புரா அபிச்ச, புரா அபிச்ச ஸ்வரூபா அர்த்தஸ்வரூபா தீஹி ஏவ. புரா மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் ஜாக்ரத் அவஸ்தா ஆல்சோ. அபி மீன்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. இன் ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா ஆல்சோ. So Swapna he has already explained. You have seen Swapna, objects and all, because of Vasana. How Vasana is formed? Latent tendencies, they are called in music, universal university language. Latent tendencies are called vasanas. Imprints, what you have registered, vasanas. They are all because of jagrat avasthayam yadrishtam yatrutam tajjanita vasanaya. Enamo mantra pushpam maadri padichin irukkaan every time swami, what is that meaning? Whatever you see, have seen in jagrat avastha, jagrat avasthayam yatrishtam yatrutam tajjanita vasanaya, because of that registered in jagrat avastha, they all come to surface. They are all in potential form, vasana. They come out, vasanaya, sopna prapancha, that appears in sopna prapancha. That he has already explained. How is it possible if he would have not seen them in jagrat avastha? So he says, dhihi eva arthasvarupa. Artha means object. That object swarupa is the only. Intellect only saw that object and it has received that knowledge of that object. Pumsa drishta. By the person, they are all seen by the person in jagrat avastha. Artha swarupa dhihi eva. Above sloka what he said? Your intellect is like a light, aloka, it pervades the object. And he is continuing that further clarification. Now have you understood your intellect only pervaded in jagrat avastha? Then come to the next line. Natet swapne kasam syat. If you would have not seen in jagrat avastha, how he can see them in dream state? Dream, as a dream, what was not seen earlier cannot be seen in the dream, cannot be projected in the dream. What was not seen earlier in jagrat avastha cannot be projected in the dream. So whatever is projected in the dream must have been experienced in jagrat avastha. That is, here, na chet swapne katham pasyet. How can he see in dream if he would have not seen them in jagrat avastha? Not yesterday, not 10 days before, 1 month before, maybe previous, long ago, so long ago, he might have seen. Na chet swapne katham pasyet, in dream, how can he see all those objects? Adham pasyete. Not only that, how can he recollect smaratova? Even remembering also, smaranam also, recollection also. How is it possible? Neither swapna is also not possible to see all those objects if he would have not seen in jagrat avastha. Swapna avastha he cannot see those objects, nor he cannot recollect them in smriti. Recollection also not possible in daydreaming. Daydreaming in the sleep dream. It is in the daydream. It is in the that swapna, dream number one. Dream number one. This smriti is dream number two. Jagrat avastha dream number three. Adi sollalam apuram. ஓகே, அது வேற கொஞ்சம் இன்னும் ஹைட்டுக்கு போகணும். ஓகே, யூ ஹாவ் டு அக்ளமடைஸ் ஸ்லோலி. ஸ்மிருதி இஸ் ஆல்சோ வி கால் இட் ஆஸ் டே ட்ரீமிங், பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் இமேஜினிங், யூனோ யூ ஆர் ரிகலெக்டிங் ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம், யூ ஆர் ஸ்பெக்குலேஷன் ஒன்லி, ஆல் தோஸ் திங்ஸ் யூ ஆர் மாஸ்டிகேட்டிங், மன்சிங். அதான் அது நல்ல எக்ஸாம்பிள். இந்த கவு ஆஃப்டர் ஈட்டிங் கிராஸ் இட் பிரிங்ஸ் அவுட் த கட் இன் டு இட்ஸ் மவுத் and munch slowly it munch. In daydreaming also, when you are recollecting in smriti also, what you do? Recollecting every thought, what all happened, nice pleasant pleasant incidents. Sometimes you close your eyes also. Nice incidents. Sometimes unfavorable incidents also will come, which are not comfortable to us. That smriti also comes. Either swapne or smriti va katham syat, how they are possible. Akritihi smrutaha smarataha akritihi. Smarataha is sakarantaha pullingaha smarat shabdaha. Shashti ekavachanam smarataha purushasya. Akritihi means recollection. Recollection is not possible without collection. Simple. இது பெரிய ஸ்லோகம் எல்லாம் வேணுமா என்ன? We are experts in recollection. What recollection you know? Family matters recollection. Money, fixed deposit, positions recollection. Not even last class subjective வரவே வராது. தப்பி தவறி. சுவாமினி, don't scold us like that. I'm not scolding. I am just joking. With whom I can joke? With you only. You are all my children. Like, with whom I can joke? I also want to sometimes joke. Use some jokes. It is not a joke also. No? Just, I want to draw your attention. It is a very hard subject based. Sorry, anyhow. See that when we are recollecting, recollection is possible after collection. Recognition is possible after cognition only. Adi madri, smaranam also is possible after jagradavastha experience only. Sorry, what do you want to say now? Why, when this smaranam and jagrat, and swapna and smaranam both are depending on jagrat only, what is the difference? Na? Swapna is based on vasana. Swapna is based on vasana. Smaranam is based on our waking external objects, thoughts. In smaranam, vasana based. They are all vasana based. Smaranam is not vasana based. That is the difference. Now, the next shloka will know. Another very very important shloka, next shloka. So vyanjakaha vyanjakaratam, whatever light takes the form of vyanjaka, vyanja object. Similarly your intellect also takes the form of that object. How do you know? Otherwise how can you recollect in smaranam and dream? That itself is the proof. You have taken that akara that is there in the mind. Verse number 6. Vinjakattam tadevasyam rupadhyakara drishyatam drashtrutvam cha drushe sadvatam vyapti syadhiya udbhave. So cause for swapna avastha is vasana, cause for jagrat avastha is external world. So up to here we have completed. Now he says the sakshi also is a prakashakaha. Just as buddhi, Eka Shloki, one of my camps in Thirunamala, I took. If you want to listen, that gives whole Vedanta Sara in one shloka. Here Sahasri, 1000 verses. Acharya presents Vedanta in 1000 verses also, in one verse also. In one verse also he can put. Buddhi is a light, eyes are also light. In daytime this Surya is the light. In night, your ordinary light is the light. Like that he talks about light. When you are sitting quietly in dark room, how do you know objects? And buddhi is the light and chulvar. Adhumadri. So, eka shlokila, all lights will come. All lights will come. your sense organs are also serves like light. But whenever I say light, you should not forget the definition of that light. You should not forget the definition of the light. Otherwise, you will get confused. Innamo, so many lights, Swamini are telling. Light is that in whose presence things are known. Light is that in whose presence things are known. Now, in front, because of your eyes, you are seeing things are not. So, your eyes are light or not. You know, you are knowing the Shabda also. Therefore, ears are also light only. Ears also can be called as light. Mind is also can be called as light. Buddhi also can be called as light. What is not light? Everything is light. Okay. Don't take it as light. Okay. Everything is light. Vyanjakatvam means mind illuminating state. Vyanjakatvam. The status of illumination. Status of illuminating the object. Vyanjakatvam. Tatu vyanjakatvam eva asya rupadi akara drishyata. When the mind is illumining in every experience, there are twofold experiences, twofold perception. Drishtir drashta, matir manta, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So the mind, vyanjakatvam tadeva asya. What is the shape of the mind? What is the shape of the mind? No, mind doesn't have shape of its own. What is the shape of water? Whenever you pour water in whatever shape of that vessel, it takes that shape. Fire also like that on its shape. Fire and water, they don't have their own shape. Whatever object they pervade, they take that shape of that object. Mind also same like that. Mind also take the shape of that object. That is what he says here. Vyanjakatvam tadeva asya. Asya means manasaha. Of that vyanjakasya, of that mind, what is the shape of the mind? Tadeva rupadi akara drishyata. Mind illumination. See, mind illumines the object. That object alone is the shape of that mind. Mind is means what? Bunch of thoughts. One thought comes in the mind. What is the shape of the thought? Whatever object, tattadakara vritti. Tattadakara vritti. If I show the ghata, the part, you get the ghatakara vritti. That is the shape of the mind when you are seeing ghata. Suppose I show the clip. If I show the clip, clip akaram vritti na. Ghatakaram gone, clip akaram came. It can hold on to only one thought at a time. Even if you want to, like ashtavadhana, shatavadhana, you do. All people cannot do that. All thoughts of different forms at a time. Clarity won't be there. It is like fast forward madri. You won't get any clarity. So one akara, tattada akara vritti. Whatever form it is, that is the form of the mind. The thought. Mind is nothing but thought. Thought is nothing but it has the object. Which object it is thinking about, that vritti. First line meaning is that. Tad akara rupadi akara drishyata. The same rupa, it appears. Similarly, come to the second line, sakshi. Drashtrutvam cha drishehe tadvat. Similarly, sakshi chaitanyam, illuminator here, sakshi the illuminator, we call here as drashtrutvam, which has got the illuminating status. Sakshi chaitanyam drishehe tadvat. Dhiyaha udbhave vyaptihi syat. When, what is the shape of sakshi chaitanyam? What is the shape of the mind, buddhi, and object shape? வாட் இஸ் த ஷேப் ஆஃப் சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம்? சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் சிதாபாச ரூபேன இட் பர்வேட்ஸ் அலாங் வித் த புத்தி. புத்தி ஜட புத்தி கெனாட் இல்யூமின், ஜட மைண்ட் கெனாட் இல்யூமின். சோ த சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் சிதாபாச ரூபேன சேம் ஃபார்ம் இட் டேக்ஸ். This also like dhiya udbhave. In jagrat avastha, when the intellect is awakened, udbhave, when the intellect sees whatever object in front immediately, that is the shape of sakshi chaitanyam also. Shape in the means, don't take literally shape as though, you know, surya is taking the shape of the river, surya is illumining, is bulb is shape taking the shape of the mic? No. Illumining in the presence of that light, things are evident as though it is taking the shape of that object. Sakshi Chaitanyam is only the illuminator without undergoing any change in its presence. Sannidhi Matrena, that is the meaning here. All pervading consciousness reflect in that object. All pervading consciousness reflect in that object through the intellect. Dhiya udbhave. That is why when you go to sleep, intellect is not functioning, therefore your sakshi chaitanyam also is not taking any that illumining that object, because objects are not there. It is knowing only aham, I do not know anything. That only sakshi chaitanyam is illumining. Aham sukham aswapsam, I slept well, I do not know anything. That only was illumined by the sakshi chaitanyam. Dhiya udbhave, that object sakshi chaitanyam illumines. Clear? So drashtrutvam cha drishehe tadvat dhiyaha udbhave vyaptihi syat. Vyapti means pervades. The consciousness pervades. Sakshi sannidhya matrena. Mind is illumined. So the order is like this. First, for understanding sake, mind illumines the world. Mind illumines the world. Is it doing any job of illumining? Light is doing a job of illumining. In its presence, this the object is known. That's all. That is called the light is illumining, we say. We should not take literally. Light planning. Now let me illumine. 6:46 minutes I want to illumine the mind. This mic, people who are sitting. Light is not planning. There is no will. There is no effort. Nothing. Similarly, even intellect also, it illumines the present objects, whatever available. When sense organs are opened in waking state, intellect illumines. First mind illumines the external world, then sakshi chaitanyam illumines that intellect. Illumines the intellect means there also again you have to say, in the presence of sakshi chaitanyam, the intellect, whatever thoughts are there, all thoughts in the mind or intellect illumined by the sakshi chaitanyam. Sannidhya matrena, mere presence is sufficient. Like surya, divakaraha. Surya name is called divakaraha. The one who, diva means day, karoti, the one who is the creator of day, is creating the day. He is not creating the day, but he gets the name Divakaraha. He illumines. Really speaking, sun is not doing that job. Your earth is moving. In the form, sun illumines the object in daytime. Divakaraha. Sun is not at all moving, but sun moves as though moves. It appears like that. Earth is moving. When earth is moving, because of that earth goes towards that sun side, then automatically objects are illumined because of the sun presence. Sun didn't plan today earth is going to come towards me, therefore I am going to live. No, because it is going round and round and round. When the earth goes that side, night comes, again the sun is not illuming. That means sunset. Sunset irittu, ratri kadiyadu, irittu kadiyadu. Namak ratri, namak irittu. But there is no night also, really speaking. If you go to that western countries, you start here night time, continuously night time only you travel. 22 hours travel to America. And you go like starting in the night here, you won't see for 24 hours day. In night only you continue. It is amazing. You don't see sunrise. What happened? Don't ask. That's all. That is the phenomenon. Okay. Drashtratvam drishehe tadvat dhiyaha udbhame vyaptihe syat. For external objects, the intellect is illumining the object, it pervades the object, it gets the shape of that object. Similarly, Sakshi Chaitanya won't get the shape of that object. Just in its presence, buddhi is illumined. Buddhi is illumined. Next sloka, we will read. Sanidhya matrena. What is the point we have to note here? Sakshi simultaneously illumines. But mind cannot illumine simultaneously. Intellect cannot illumine simultaneously. Kramashaha only. Krama is there. First, when I see this side, my intellect illumine she alone, that person only, not this side object. Again, to see this side object, to illumine my intellect, I have turned this side, that calendar and Devi photo. So, kramashaha, not simultaneously. Sequential, one after the other, one after the other. But whereas Sakshi Chaitanyam attests simultaneously, it illumines. What it illumines? It illumines this side object and it illumines that side object also. I am not able to see that illumination. My intellect, my buddhi is not able to, my eyes are not able to see, I be illumined. I know also illumined by Sakshi Chaitanyam. I don't know also illumined by Sakshi Chaitanyam. Enakku theriyum, enakku theriyadu. Enakku theriyum ani evu enakku theriyadu. Enakku theriyadana enakku theriyum. Idellame that whatever, that is why blankness is also illumined by Sakshi Chaitanyam. These are all you know. We all well versed in that. Okay. Now, next shloka we will read. 7, number 7, next page 138. Chinmatra Jyotisha Sarva. Sarva Deheshu Buddhayah. Maya yasmat prakashyante sarvasyatma tato hyaham. The next question, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, who is the illuminator of all objects. There are many Sakshi Chaitanyams or one Sakshi Chaitanyam? The question. You know the answer. There is only one Sakshi Chaitanyam. But upadhiri, buddhis are many, just as one Surya reflecting in many mirrors. Simple example. One Surya only, if you keep 100 mirrors, how many suns are there? 100 suns. Reflected suns or original suns? Not your sun. Okay. Original sun is one, reflected suns are as many mediums, so many reflections. So many reflections are because of medium. But the original sun is only one. If you understand this example, Darshtanta is simple. Atma Chaitanyam is also like sun, Surya. All bodies and objects, everything, the moment the object comes into existence, immediately immediately what? Sat. Pot is, mic is, fan is, that easiness pervades. That easiness is there. It is all pervading. Before object coming is also Brahman existence principle is there. Before mirrors are coming into existence, Surya is there or not? Once you brought the mirrors, reflections are formed. If reflections are not there, you can't say there is no sun. You cannot say. Mirrors, reflection, reflected mediums you have not brought. Therefore, sun is not there, you cannot say. Because mediums, mirrors are not there, that is why sun is not reflecting. If mediums are there, sun reflects. Therefore, sun is always there. Similarly, Sakshi Chaitanyam, that name has come to the Brahman when it is reflecting in one medium. One medium comes, Brahma Chaitanyam gets the name Sakshi Chaitanyam. But there are so many reflected consciousnesses, that is called Chidabhasa. Reflections are not real. Chidabhasa, RCs are many, RMs are many, reflecting mediums are many, reflected consciousnesses are many. That is Chidabhasa, Pratibimba Chaitanyams are many, but Bimba Chaitanyam, that is Sakshi Chaitanyam, in everyone is one and the same. That is what in this sloka. Chinmatra Jyotisha Sarvaha Sarvadeheshu Buddhayaha. Sarvadeheshu, in all bodies, Sarvadeheshu Buddhayaha. The reflecting medium, gross body, doesn't have that capacity of reflecting capacity. Isn't it? This cannot serve as a reflecting medium. The desk cannot serve as a reflecting medium. They can borrow only existence. They cannot borrow consciousness. Even the consciousness alone is existence, but they cannot illumine the existence. Whereas mind, a refined matter, a subtle mind is like mirror-like. Why only in mirror we are seeing our reflection? Why not everywhere? Because that is not refined matter. Body is not refined matter. Desk is not refined matter. Whereas buddhi is refined matter. Antakkaranam, which has got manas, buddhi, chitta, ahankara, whole put together, subtle body, is a refined matter. Like a mirror, it reflects, it borrows that sentience. Chidabhasa is formed there. Don't take formed, really formed. In its presence, things are known. That's why bodham bodham prati pratibodha viditam matam. In every cognition, the consciousness is evident. Consciousness is evident. Sarvadeheshu buddhayaha. So sarvadeha, all bodies you can take as gross body, medium. Buddhi you can take as mirror. Mirror has got wooden frame. And the middle mirror is there. You come to that wooden frame, your reflection cannot be formed. And the mirror part only reflects. Similarly, this is like a wooden form. Okay. Chumma, imagine ka. Then the mind, which is in antakkaranam, it is like a mirror. Buddhayaha. Sarva deheshu buddhayaha. So, what happens? Sarva chinmatra jyotisha. All of them are illumined at a time. Let me illumine first in this buddhi body, afterwards let me illumine and then it is Atma. Atma is all pervading. Hence it is all pervading. All buddhis simultaneously, akramataha, no kramam. It need not have sequentially, respectively, adella kadaiyadu, respecte kadaiyadu. So simultaneously it illumines. Suppose first let this person understand Upadesha Sahasrara, afterwards second person, third person, and ennahu innude gati ennahu. இந்த டீச்சர் 1 hour ஒரு ஒரு ஸ்டூடெண்ட்டுக்கே புரிஞ்சுட்டே வந்தேன்னா அந்த சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் சைமல்டேனியஸ்லயும் இல்லூமினிங் த புத்திஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் ஆஃப் தேம் ஆர் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் நாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் தட் ஆ சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் ஒன்று இல்லூமினிங் தட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஆல்சோ அண்ட் நான் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் புத்தி ஆல்சோ இல்லூமின்ட் பை சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் சோ சோ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் இட் சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் இஸ் இல்லூமினிங் தட் புத்தி மயா எஸ்மாத் பிரகாஷ்யந்தே because they are all illumined by me sarvasya atma tataha aham I am tataha since I am pervading in buddhi or buddhis are pervaded by me this atma I am pervading the buddhi or buddhis are within atman Atma is all pervading. Buddhi, in this body, Buddhi pervading that body. It has got location. Ahankara, that Buddhi, that medium has got location. It is located in that Upadhi. That Buddhi located in that Upadhi medium. That Buddhi located, that medium located in that Buddhi, in that body. And every Buddhi is located. Buddhi is located, but Sakshi Chaitanyam is unlocated. Locationless Sakshi Chaitanyam illumines the located Buddhi. At a time, how many Buddhis? Crores, millions of Buddhis. Imagine Pandiparango. How many human beings are there? How many species are there? All of them at a time. Sakshi Chaitanyam illumining everywhere, in all countries, in all lokas, and atala, vitala, sutala, mahatala, may upper worlds, lokas, downwards, everywhere, 84 lakhs of species at a time, Atma Chaitanyam illumining their intellect, and the mosquito around you, it's also illumined by that Sakshi Chaitanyam only, simultaneously. That is the meaning. Maya, yasmatu maya prakashyante. All buddhis are illumined by me alone. Yasmat karanat. Sakshi, I am locationless, unlocated. How do you know? Sakshi is locationless. Have you seen? Anvaya Vitreka. The Anvaya Vitreka. In Jagradavastha, Buddhi arises. No? I illumine that. When Buddhi is not functioning also, no Jagrat, external world, am I illumining the dream or not? I am illumining the vasanas there. Anvaya. This is called co-presence. Co-presence means what? Yatsatve yatsatvam yadabhave yadabhavaha. Jagrat sattve buddhi sattvam. Jagrat abhave buddhi abhavaha. Buddhi abhavaha means buddhi is not functioning. Clear? But in Jagrat avastha that functioning buddhi also I am illumining. In Swapna vasanamaya buddhi I am illumining. In Sushupti, I am neither illumining the external world associated buddhi nor vasanamaya buddhi. I am not illumining, I am illumining the blankness there. I am the illuminator of that blankness of the mind. So I am maya yasmatu sarvam prakashyate prakashyante sarvatmata. Sarvasya Atma, I am the Atma of everyone. I am the Atma of everyone. So, are you located or unlocated? No. If you say you are located from Ahankara Drishti, from lower eye Drishti, I am not located, I am all pervading, and you are from Sakshi Chaitanya Drishti. So, I am both, I am all pervading and I am all pervading. All pervading in Ahankara Drishtya, all pervading in Sakshi Drishtya. Both roles I can play double action. Okay, double ஆக்ஷம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.